Today we kick off our look at modern African music. First, a taste of some of the sounds emanating from the African continent.
When I was a little child, I dreamed to be a princess. When I tried to be this princess, I dreamed to meet a prince.
That's just some of the variety of music that's come out of Africa over the past 40 years. One constant of modern African music is its penchant for breaking down musical boundaries. For example, even if you don't know this song, Sol Mukasa from Manu Dibango of Cameroon, you'll probably recognize the refrain. Michael Jackson used that line in his tune Don't Stop Till You Get Enough in 1979. Sol Mukasa had been an international superhit 6 years earlier. Modern African music is commonly called Afropop. This week, we profile a few of the artists who exemplify the genre's past, present, and future. We begin with the singer who is perhaps the single most important figure in modern African music, Marion Makeba. Here again is NPR's Farai Chidea with a look back at Makeba in America.
That's Pata Pata, the smash hit from 1967. It's the music of South African singer-songwriter Marion Makeba. The song is credited with introducing the United States to modern African music. By the time Pata Pata hit American airwaves, Marion Makeba had been living in exile for 7 years. In 1960, while on tour abroad, she was banned from returning to South Africa. It was her punishment for taking part in a documentary that was critical of apartheid. Makeba was 27 at the time. She wouldn't be able to go home again for 30 years.
It was very painful for me not to go back home. Mostly it was painful that I couldn't come home to bury my mother. But, you know, in life you make choices. You say, okay, are you going to sit here, Marion Makeba, and say, I'm a star, and forget about home? Or do you decide to say, I'm a South African and this is what is happening to our people, and so on? And I made that decision. And from then on, I was branded that artist who sings politics.
With the help of folk singer Harry Belafonte, Makeba was able to immigrate to the United States. Belafonte helped her reach an American audience with African music tinged with activism. Here's a recording Makeba made in New York in 1960.
In my native village in Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the Click Song by the English, because they cannot say Qongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela hayo nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane.
Billed as an African chanteuse, Marion Makeba became a sensation. She packed nightclubs and dinner houses. She played the folk music festivals and even did jazz events. Yet Makeba sang mostly in the South African language of Xhosa, which was unlike anything heard in the U.S. at the time.
And I'm saying, what am I? Jazz? Folk? What am I?
She realized that American blues-based music owed a lot to African folk.
When I sit back and think the life of my career, the first jazz festival I performed in was at the Monterey Jazz Festival in the early 60s. I said, why am I going there? And I opened the festival, and they had me sing a cappella.
Sensing an emo.
And then they had Odetta.
Oh, you can take it in the hand. To the cup.
Odetta came after me and did the work songs, which were done by the slaves that were taken from Africa. And then Nina Simone came and did the jazz.
In my solitude.
So I was like the first to give the knowledge that jazz came from Africa, that the music evolved into jazz, which then Nina Simone epitomized in that jazz festival. That is why I always say, please don't put me, Miriam Makeba, in a cage. I do not want to be labeled. When people ask me, what do you sing? I say, I just sing. I sing music.
Miriam Makeba also blazed the trail for what is known today as Afropop. Her contribution to African music and her stance against apartheid earned her the crown as the first African diva, the one millions of fans call Mama Africa.
Fata Fata is the name of the dance.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. Tomorrow we continue our African music series with a look at another pioneer of Afro pop, Salif Keita.